Om Shanti. Be an embodiment of the experience of self-respect in all four subjects and use the authority of experience. So that was the title of yesterday's Murli. It was the recorded Murli of 30th January 2010. So we'll try to understand and revise this Murli which was played out yesterday in Shantivan. The title is Be an Embodiment of the Experience of Self-Respect in All Four Subjects and Use the Authority of Experience. So what did Baba say yesterday? Yes. What was yesterday's Murli? Any points? Making effort? Baba doesn't like to see us making efforts, okay? Yes? Be karma yogis. Yes, then? What else? Be karma yogis. Baba doesn't like to see our efforts. Then?
There is no effort, where is love?
Where there is love, there is no effort. Then? To become the embodiment of experience. Okay? What else? It was a very big Murli. Yeah? If you are not in your self-respect, that means you are in body consciousness. Mm-hmm.
Consciousness has been very easy.
Body consciousness has been very easy. Example? Example? What example Baba gave? It's example of name. Example of name. Okay, what else? Try to recall what are the points were there.
Baba was complaining.
Complaining.
About children. It take time to situate in the self-respect.
Okay, so Baba was not happy that we take time to get stabilized in self-respect. What else? Baba loves everyone, no matter who is what. Then? Okay. So we'll try to divide this Murli into 10 points. The first, observation. The first point, observation. So he is the creator of this Brahmin family. So when Baba comes, he sees the Brahmin children. And what is his observation? Every Brahmin child is special. Every Brahmin child is special. So that is his observation. He is the Rachita of this Brahmin family. He is the creator of this Brahmin family. And Baba said, today the creator of the Brahmin family has come to see the Brahmin family. And what he saw? He saw that every child is special. Every child is one out of the millions. And in every child there is love. And in Baba's heart also there is love. So Baba is describing the glory of this family. And towards the end of the Murli also Baba described about this family, that this is Paramatma, this is Prabhu Parivar. This is God's family. This is God's family. You cannot find such family anywhere in the world. So the first thing is observation. So I'll just write down. So this was the recorded Murli of 30th January 2010, which was played yesterday. So first point is observation. So that was the observation by God. Definitely when he comes and sees, he has certain observation. How he views this gathering? What is his opinion about this gathering? What does he feel when he comes and sees so many children are sitting there? So, his observation is that every child is special, lovable. And in Baba's heart, there is love for every child. And in children's heart, there is love for Baba. So that's what he sees. Then, second point, challenge. Baba said, you children have challenged to the souls of the world. What have you challenged?
Yogi.
About the yogi life. That we have the yogi life. We are not those yogis who are doing yoga. We are not yogis for 2-3 hours. But yogi life means life is continuous. Life is perennial. Life is always. Sadakal. It's not for few hours. Life is always there. So even whilst you are working, you are yogi. Even whilst doing yoga, that time you are yogi, of course. But even whilst you are doing work, you are karma yogis. So you have given this challenge to the world that we are karma yogis. We are the ones with yogi life. So there's so much secret hidden in this. It's not that only when we are sitting in Baba's room, that time we are yogis. Actually, the real yoga starts when you go out of Baba's room. It's so not that our yoga is not dependent on time, place or person. No matter what place we are still yogis. No matter with whom we are yogis. No matter what are the situations, what is the weather, we are still yogis. Weather is very cold, this time I am not yogi. When weather is pleasant, that time I am yogi. Our yogi stage has nothing to do with the atmosphere, with the climatic changes. Let there be biting cold or scorching heat of the sun or torrential rains, no matter what is going on in the world. So climatic change, whom we are with, the people, the company, the persons, that doesn't affect. We are yogis all the time. No matter what are we doing, whether it is morning time, evening time, night time, as no matter what, with which, in whose, which company we are yogis all the time. So that's the second point. The third point, Baba said, love, star of fortune. Baba is seeing that the star of fortune is shining. And in this, Baba said, Baba doesn't, wherever there is Soman, self-respect, there is no BC, body consciousness. And Baba wants us to get situated in Soman, in self-respect. Body conscious will not pull you. Maya will not attract you. The two words, the two sentences Baba said. And second, whenever there is love, mohabbat, there would not be any effort. So wherever there is Soman, there is no body consciousness. Wherever there is love, there is no effort. So this is Baba saw the star of fortune of every child is shining. So it should keep on shining all the time. When Baba is telling us to do so. Then, Amrit Vela tour or round. Baba takes round at Amrit Vela. Just as those policemen at night, they have rounds. They go around to see what is, if any wrong is happening anywhere. In a similar manner, Baba also took a round at Amrit Vela and then he narrates his observations. So here he said, Baba doesn't like. There are children, they are getting situated in great Svaman. And Baba gave the list and example, okay, this Svaman. But then they think, they repeat. But Baba doesn't like one thing. What is that one thing? They make effort in getting stabilized in Svaman, in self-respect. So Baba doesn't like them to get stabilized, to make efforts. Children are making efforts. Baba said this should become natural. This should become your natural nature. You should not have any efforts in getting stabilized in your original stage. This is your original nature. This is your original stage. And when you are situated in Svaman, again Baba repeated the same thing, Maya cannot come near you and body consciousness cannot pull you. Body consciousness will not pull you. And here Baba introduced that new thing about experience, Anubhav. You have to become authority of experience. Who has made you the authority of experience? God, who is the almighty authority, has given you the authority of experience. So it is God Almighty. The supreme power has given you that authority. So you have to become the embodiment of experience. You have to become Swaroop of Svaman. You have to become the embodiment of self-respect. And you have to become the embodiment of experience. Anubhav, authority, and Anubhavi, and whatever Svaman, whatever self-respect you take, you have to become the experience. You have to experience that also. And in doing so, if you experience effort, Baba doesn't like that. Baba said, if you become Swaroop, Swaroop means embodiment, then wherever there is Swaroop, there is no effort, one, and there will be Samarthi, strength in everything. So wherever there is a Smriti, there is Samarthi. Smriti means awareness. Samarthi means strength. So when you are fully aware of Svaman or blessing, and you become the embodiment of experience, then you will not have any efforts. Then the next point, fifth. Again, there is a separate paragraph. Reason for making efforts. Again, the same thing is repeated here. You are having efforts. You are making efforts in stabilizing in Svaman. The reason is because there is no experience, that's why. And love is less, that's why. So increase experience and increase love. Automatically, you will not need to make any effort. And Baba said, now become the authority of experience in all the four things, four subjects, GYDS, Jnana, Yoga, Dharana and Seva. In all the four subjects, you become authority of experience. So when you become authority of experience in yoga, you will remain immovable. When you become authority of experience in dharana, you will have parivartan shakti, power to transform. When you will become embodiment of experience, anubhavi murt, in seva, you will have success. Three things. That's the fifth point. Sixth, achanak ever ready. Achanak means suddenly. Baba said, now earthquake will happen, accident will take place, and there will be all your tickets will cut and you all will go together. So before that thing happens, when are you going to become embodiment of experience? How long you are going to say that I am making efforts? This is the time to go back home and you are still saying that I am making efforts. Purushartha, how long you are going to do this? So Baba wants us to become the embodiment of experience, because the time is nearing the end, because anything will happen, anything is going to happen suddenly. Then you cannot say, oh, I didn't know this, oh, I am making efforts, so achanak. And that's why you need purushartha, effort, long-standing effort. That was sixth. Then seventh. Now, in detail, Baba described four subjects. G, Y, D, S. Now, how to become the embodiment of experience in Jnana? How to become embodiment of experience in Yoga? How to become embodiment of experience in Dharana? And what is embodiment of experience in Seva? Let's come to first, Jnana. To become embodiment of experience in Jnana means to become light and might. Our every work, our every task, our every deed, our every action, our every karma should have light and might. That time you will be called that you have become the embodiment of Jnana. And how to become, the answer to this has come in yesterday's morning mudli. That was morning avyakta mudli, Sundays. Why there is number wise? Because some children become the embodiment of points. They do not become the embodiment of experience. Pay attention to that. That every point becomes a weapon. Every point of knowledge should become a weapon, because you are spiritual army. Baba is seeing who is carrying what, who is Mahavir, and Baba is seeing who is carrying which weapon and how strong your weapon is. Those armies, their weapons are becoming very strong, intense, great speed, and their weapons are becoming, they can sit at one place and they need not to go anywhere. And the weapon goes and does destruction. They are destructive, you are constructive. And your weapon is Jnana. Your weapon is knowledge. But still, Baba sees there is number wise, because some have just remembered the points. Okay, the points may help them save from Maya, but not at all times. But they who become the embodiment of knowledge, they are safe from Maya at all times. So that was the answer to this question in morning murli. Coming to yoga. Yoga means, Baba said, to become immovable, achal. Yoga means you become yukti, yukt. Yoga means you become embodiment of yoga. That is about yoga. Dharana. When you have Jnana and yoga, automatically dharana will come. You did not have to make any effort. Then regarding seva, there is a huge description now. Baba said, to become embodiment of service means, whether you work, whether you do service through mind, speech, action, connections, relationships. Now, in action, you keep on doing service automatically, at all the time. For example, in this family, if somebody has got depressed, or somebody has come under the influence of Maya, or somebody has fallen down, you pick him up. You give him enthusiasm. To think that it is a wastage of time to change this person means you are having subtle dislike, grina, for that person. So have that magnanimous heart, big heart. For each and every soul, have that Shubh Bhavna, Shubh Kamna. To have love means to have Shubh Bhavna. Shubh Bhavna is good wishes and pure feelings. This is to become embodiment of service for all the family members. No matter what he is, how he is. To have love for each and every soul. Baba is talking of love, not attachment. Not to get attached to anybody, but to have love for each and every soul. So that was the four descriptions about four subjects. So that was the seventh point. Then, I missed one point. Yeah. About that name example. Baba gave the example of name. If suppose somebody is calling you, there is another person with your name and somebody calls that, you feel they are calling you. So this has become very ingrained in you. Or he calls you by same another name, so you will not pay attention. So just as this name thing has gone so deep within you, in the similar manner, Soman, one, Swarajya Adhikar, sovereignty, self-sovereignty, and experience. These three things should become very, very deep. Just as this name thing has become deeper. Another example, sugar. If you have tasted sugar, you know it is sweet. Now somebody says it is not, you will not agree, because it is your experience. In the similar manner, these three things, Soman, Swarajya Adhikar, Anubhavi Murt, these three things should become very much deeply inviterated, ingrained in your subconscious mind. They should make a dent in your mind, these three things. So that was one more point. Now, the ninth point is about the example of Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba had good wishes for everyone. He left with those three words. What were the three words? Incorporeal, viceless, and egoless. Incorporeal, viceless, and egoless. So just as he had these good wishes for everyone, he did not have that feeling of hatred for anyone, feeling of dislike for anyone. In the similar manner, just as he followed, you also follow Brahma. So that was the ninth point. And the last, tenth point, this family. Baba said, this is Paramatma Parivar, this is Prabhu Parivar. In this family, such a big family, you are not going to get anywhere in the world. This is the one and the only family in the world. So unique. All different nature. Baba says, don't see, love them. There would be swabhav sanskar, there would be differences in the sanskars. But that doesn't mean that you will have dislike for anybody. There should be only one feeling here, love for all. Because this is Prabhu Parivar, this is God's family, this is Paramatma Parivar, because this is the family of the Supreme. So this is in short the entire Murli. And there are so many points to churn. That was in talking with groups. Baba said, Wah, children, Wah, Madhuban, Wah, science. Even science. And Baba praised while talking with Rajasthan. Baba said, here you get such a good atmosphere. You get company of those souls who love God. You get company of those souls who are Jnani. You get to listen to Gyan. So there is an atmosphere. The Vayumandal is so pure here. So you get even the Yajna is served and you are also served. So you get double benefits here. So that's a divine arrangement which has been made in the Yajna. So, there are so many things here. Just to summarize, first, our yogi life should be continuous. It should not be restricted to few hours, or 2 hours, 3 hours. It should not be dependent on time, place and person. That's the first thing. Second thing, Baba said, become an embodiment of experience. Experience each and every point of Jnana. Experience deep yoga. Experience dharana and experience of seva. You don't have to become just a verbose pandit or a bookworm erudite scholar. It's not the question of becoming scholar here. It's not the question of becoming a religious person here. It's not the person who knows many things. It is a question of becoming an authority of experience. Once you get the experience, nobody can shake you. Maya cannot pull you. Stay in that bodylessness, in that soul conscious stage. So this body conscious will not come near you. The body conscious will not pull you. So these are the four important points. And regarding that Prabhu Parivar, in this family you will have people with different nature, different sanskars, tough sanskars, and yet, just as Baba, even if no matter who comes in front of him, he will love that child. He will not say it's a waste of time on him. He will never change. He never stamp anybody with this that he will not change, it is a waste of time, it is useless, his sanskar will not change, he is under the influence of Maya, he has fallen down, why I should pick him up? It's only for those, you have to pick them up, you have to pull them, give them enthusiasm. Because at present, if you feel that his sanskars are not what they should be, that is the person who needs your help the most. So help the souls. This is in short about yesterday's Murli. So read it, revise it, go in silence, understand it, try to feel it, the feel, the melody, the song, which is here, and implement it. Om Shanti.